Learn how to make your music pump all over the world. Learn how to make your music sound all over the world. Learn how to get it up and running on Spotify. All this on the new Recording Artist Hub. In this episode, we're digging deep into Playlist, Push, and Submit Hub. If you don't know who they are, they're two companies that do the same thing, but they do it in different ways. Submit Hub has a community for you to enter and become part of. Meet other artists, meet curators, and pitch your song to curators for a shot to be in their playlist. That's one way to get yourself on Spotify and to get your song up and running. Now, how does that work? You buy credits, and each credit, it varies per playlist or for influencers. But with those credits, you can get yourself on playlist. Now, the downside to that is that if the curator just does not want your music, he turns you down. And yes, you do lose your credits. On the other hand, Playlist Push, what they do, they listen to your song and they tell you how much it is, how much it will cost for you to get your songs on a few playlists. Now, both of them are pretty useful because they've been around for years, and trust me, they are making tons of money, but they work differently. Think, how do you want your music play on Spotify? Do you want to just put it out there, or do you want somebody to listen to your music and know you exist? But we have alternatives. There's one called Muso Soup. You pitch your song to them, they listen to it, and if they don't like it, they will tell you up front, hey, your song is trash. You're not going to get no plays. But if they do like it, they will give you a plan on how you can get your song on playlists. And it varies. It could be anything from $30 and up, which I got to say, that's pretty cheap compared to Playlist Push, which varies from $300 and up. Submit Hub. You could go bankrupt on that one. Then you have another one called Groover. Groover is almost like Submit Hub, but it's a little bit better. They have live events that you could apply for. Yeah, you could perform in live events. Or you could buy credits. Coming back to those credits. And those credits vary per playlist, per blogs post, per radio plays. And you could get on some of them. Or just reviews. They're all pretty good. Not bad. And then we have Daily Playlist. No, I am not sponsored by Daily Playlist, but I promote them so much because I think they're the most honest. They give you 25 credits per week. Free. Totally free. You could pitch to any playlist you want, any genre. If the genre wants you, they'll put you on the playlist for free. And you could buy credits. Yes, credits. To be on any playlist. If they don't want you on the playlist, they will tell you why. Same thing with Groover, by the way. If they don't want you, they'll tell you why. That's pretty good to know. They will help you. They work. Now, those are ways that you can learn how to get on Spotify and get up and running. Please keep in mind that we over here at the new Recording Artist Hub, we do this to keep an even playing field for all independent artists. Just like independent artists, as for signed artists. We want them all to shine. And that's why we give you this information. But the original way to make campaigns happen on Spotify is through Spotify Studio. But unfortunately, Spotify Studio has a hefty price. And that's why I just explained to you the alternatives. So I hope you learned something from this episode. This is .who.com, and don't forget, if you're a new artist, always contact us at futuremusic.com. That's futuremusic3000.com. And remember, we're always backing you up, and we can give you any information you need to help your career. And another thing, on a side note, don't forget, take these notes, write them down as I'm saying them to you. I'm not going to last forever. So take these notes and make good use of them, okay? This is .who.com at the new Artist Recording Hub. See you when I see you.